Okay, good morning. Welcome back, everybody, to our Thursday morning class at the Young Israel of Woodmere. Post Tisha B'Av. I always feel that post Tisha B'Av, we move ahead and we're looking towards Elul. And once Tisha B'Av is over, it's really starting to think about the next time period of the year, which is Chodesh Elul. And from the morning of Av, we move into the introspection and the Teshuvah, the Cheshbon Nefesh, the closeness to God. How appropriate that after the time period of mourning and distance from God, we move into a time of closeness to God. So I'm actually going to be continuing with the theme that we began last week on Tisha B'Av. And we spoke last week on Tisha B'Av about the idea that the tikkun of the tinok were the kinos. What does that mean? We spoke extensively that the Dor HaMidbar did not recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, as the mother who wanted to take care of them. They believed that they knew better than God. The land is terrible. Hashem took us out of Egypt because he hates us in order to kill us. And the kinos, the crying, the lamentations that we recite are like a tinok, a baby crying for its mother. This is the tikkun that will bring the geula. When we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina manifestation, is the mother who wants to take care of Klal Yisrael, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what is best for us, that will be misaking the sin of the Dor HaMidbar. And that is how we understood the Gemara, Tem Bechisim Bechia Shechinam, Ani Koveh Lechem Bechia Ledoros, and Masachas Tainis Chof Tas Aleph. It's not that Hashem is saying, you know, I'm out to get you. You need a tikkun to rectify, repair the sin of the Meragim. Okay, we're going to continue this theme, and I was so grateful to Hashem that when I was preparing, as you will see, the last insight that we're going to share really ties this whole thing up and takes us right through this week's Sedra and right into Parshas Ekev. So it all comes together so beautifully. So I'm going to begin by quoting the Sefer, Faith Over Fear. This Sefer is based on the teachings of the Alter Minivardak, and Rabbi Yehuda Kielsen writes in the Sefer, Faith Over Fear, regarding the bracha we say every day in the Shemona Esrei, there are many brachos that we daven in the Shemona Esrei, specifically 19 brachos, and we daven in the Shemona Esrei. Vilam Malshinim was later added. And one of the blessings that we say is, I don't know if you daven Nusach, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, Bekitzer, it's Be'erach the same. Al HaTzadikim Va'al HaChasidim Va'al Ziknei She'eris Amcha Beis Yisrael, for the righteous and for the pious and for the elders, the remnant of your nation, the house of Israel. Va'al Pleitas Sofreihem, and upon the remnants of the scholars and the scribes, Val Gere Had Tzedek, and on the righteous converts, Va'aleinu, and upon us. So we there's different categories of righteous people. The righteous and the pious and the elders and the scribes and the righteous converts and upon us. Yahemu na rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu. What exactly does this mean? Yahemu na rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu. May your mercy murmur, Hashem our God. And give a good reward to all those who trust in your name with truth, and place our portion with them, forever we will not be ashamed, because in you we have bitachon, and in your great kindness with truth and with purity we trust. Blessed are you, Hashem, who supports and trusts the righteous. What do these words mean? After listing these different categories of people who are righteous and who are pious, and then the scribes and the elders, we say, Yahemu na rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu. What is that? May your mercy murmur upon us, Hashem, our God. So Rabbi Yehuda Kielsen writes in the Sefer Faith Over Fear, the bracha begins with a curious phrase, asking for God's mercy on the righteous, the pious, the elders of your nation, the house of Israel, the remnants of the scribes, the righteous converts, and upon us. May your mercy murmur. What does it mean when we ask Hashem that his mercy shall murmur upon us? And Rabbi Kielsen writes, imagine a baby crying in an otherwise empty room. Again, this is a continuation. Remember last week we had a beautiful chiddush. We noted that the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu does is not that he goes out to see how his brothers are faring, even though that's what I always thought till I prepared last week's shiur. The truth is the first action that the Torah narrates about Moshe Rabbeinu is that he cries. And when he cries, what does his sister say to Bas Paro? I will go call a witness from the Hebrews. Who's the witness from the Hebrews? His very own mother who came to Moshe's rescue and he was crying, his mother. Okay, so faith over fear says, imagine, how do we understand this bracha of Shemona Esrei, that by the way we say every day. Imagine a baby crying in an otherwise empty room. He feels he's panicking. He does not see his mother. He works himself into hysterics. He's crying so hard, the tears are flowing down his cheek, you know, laying down, they're going into his ears. He's too small to turn over. He's too small to wipe away. He's just crying. His face is red. His arms and his legs flailing first, furiously about. Suddenly his mother comes in and she snatches him up. And she's crooning to the baby, oh, you silly baby. Did you think mommy had forgotten you? Mommy would never forget you. I was just making you a little bath with the temperature just right, just the way you like it. The infant sobbing immediately starts to subside. And he presses against his mother's warm body and he absorbs her soothing voice. What does the mother say to the baby? I'm making your bath. I was warming up your bottle. I'm going to change your diaper. Now, why is she even talking to him? The baby does not understand anything the mother's saying. Does he understand anything she's saying? And he writes, the mother may have a PhD in English literature, but that is completely meaningless to the baby. But why does he stop crying when the mother starts talking to him? Even interestingly, when he hears her voice coming into the room, even before she picks him up, the baby already stops to cry. We have an instinct when we comfort someone, we want to speak to them, even if they don't understand. So the mother speaks to the baby. What is comforting is the tone of her voice, the sound she is making, being aware that his mother is there. Similarly, it's so beautiful. Since I learned this, it will really change the way you say this bracha on the Shemona Esrei. We ask the Ribono Sha'olam, Yehemu Nara Chamecha Aleinu, let your mercy murmur upon us. Even though I don't want to say we don't understand some things. Lamaisa Kimat, it's very hard to understand anything of what is going on in the world. But as long as we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us, just like that baby who actually does not understand anything that the mother is saying to him. We say to the Ribono Sha'olam, let your mercy murmur to us. Let your compassion come and comfort us. Envelop us with your soothing, calming voice, your soothing, calming inflection. As soon as we recognize and realize that it is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is taking care of us, just like the mother who knows what's best for the child, the mother who's taking care of the child. And when the baby hears the mother murmuring, immediately the baby stops crying or starts to stop crying. That is how we have to look at a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just so interesting. I'm just thinking of something now that I actually did not think about when I was preparing. So that's very interesting because we already tied in the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, the first thing he does is he cries. Not that he goes out to see how his brothers are faring. And Miriam says, the sister says, should I go get a witness from the Hebrews? It's going to be his mother. One of the first things we know about the midwives, excuse me, who are Miriam and Yochaved, Yochaved and Miriam, says Rashi, is that they are known as Shifra and Pua. So Shifra, why? Vayomer Paro, Lamiyados Ha'irios, Asher Shem Echa Shifra, Vashem Hashenis Pua, it's Sefer Shemos Perak Aleph Poshuk Tesvav. And what does he say? Beyond the Ha'irios, Uri Isar Alhav Nayim, Im Ben Huva Mitanoso, Vim Basi Utachayun. Okay. Barak Alup Sukkim Tazrav through Tazayin and Shmos. But why are they called Shifra and Pua? Really, they are Yochaved and Miriam. And we all know famously, Zukt Rashi, Shifra Shemisha Peras as Havalad. She beautifies, shofar. Shifra means beautify. She beautifies the baby. And Pua, why? She's cooing, coo, 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 like pua, poo, poo, poo. So there we have it, going all the way back once again to the days of Shibud Mitzrayim, the banks of the Nilus River. Once again, it's amazing. This is really all actually amazing. Moshe, the first thing he does is cry. It's his mother who comes to rescue him. The midwives would beautify and coo to the children in order to take care of them. Did the children understand they were being beautified? Did those newborn babies understand anything that the midwives were saying? But interestingly, we see that at the root of Shibud Mitzrayim was this symbolic awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would always take care of us. Just like the midwives took care of the babies by cooing and beautifying them. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu was crying for his mother, Shibud Mitzrayim really was a journey that taught us that we must always rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we can relate this as well. Yehemu Nara Chamecha. We see that those two Jewish heroines who saved the the babies. How did they save the babies? They were doing such small actions, wiping them off, singing a little lullaby. But that is really what brings such a nechama. And that's how we have to view HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the mother, the Shechina, who is taking care of us. I was thinking to myself, so therefore, throughout the liturgy, throughout our tefillah, and in Tanakh, we have different places where we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our father, but as we are learning, we also refer to the Shechina manifestation as the mother. So I was thinking to myself that perhaps the Shechina is the manifestation of the mother, Shechina, the female, the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, the Yod Kei Vav Hei, the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the father. And I was thinking that perhaps, who finished Mishlei today? Yeah? It's unbelievable. Did you listen to the Medrash? Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Just hold it, Hashem, Kitov, Kilo, Mechasto. So I was thinking, so that was Perek Lamed Aleph. Perek Aleph of Mishlei tells us, Perek Al Pasuk Ches, you all know this Pasuk, even if you didn't learn Mishlei with me. Shema Beni Musar Vicha Val Titosh Toras Imecha. A very, very famous Pasuk. So perhaps a deeper meaning of the Pasuk is Shema B'ni Musar V'icha V'al Titosh Toris Imecha is telling every Jew these two aspects are of course there's only Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad, but the way in which God manifests and interacts with the world is different depending on the situation, depending on the person. Perhaps the Musar Avicha is the manifestation of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu aspect of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Toras Imecha is the Shechina manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I wanted to see, is there anything to back that up? So it's extremely interesting. When I was preparing this year, I looked up the Rabag. I looked up to see who the Rabag was. 1200s or 1300s, commentary on Tanakh. And the Rabag, I did not understand it fully. I reached out to two different people to try and help me. The first one wasn't sure either what it meant. The second one, I believe, does know what it meant. However, I sent it over to her late last night. She lives in a different state. I realized after that she might be able to help me. I didn't think to send it over earlier. And she replied either very late last night or early this morning. And I literally, not like they say today, I literally did not have time. She sent me about 10 minutes worth of voice notes as well as a few images and explanations. But I did get enough of the raw bug to understand that Yesh Ami Lismoch. What I'm proposing to you about Shema B'ni Musar Avicha V'al Titosh Tori Tzimech in a Kabbalistic way, referring to the different manifestations of the as our father and as our mother, and our job is to recognize that all of us here have parents. The only person who didn't have parents is who? Adam Arishon and Isha, his first wife. If you're in this world, it means you had a father and a mother, and our father and our mother want to take care of us more than anybody else wants to take care of us. That's how we have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tikkun, kinos, those are our tears that are masakin as a tinok dependent upon its mother. And the Rabbag does indicate in a Kabbalistic way, I did not have time to listen to 10 minutes worth of voice notes or to read through the emails, but she did seem to understand what the Rabbag was saying, but I understood enough to understand that he is writing that this pasuk can be interpreted according to the Shechina as well. And therefore, so we do have this idea that we have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Musar Avicha, but also as Torah Simecha. Does this relate to the Parsha? And also the answer is yes. You don't all need to get up to get a Chumash. I'm just quoting a couple of Pesukim. So interestingly, Parak Ches, we're in Parshas Ekev, the Sedra of Ekev. Parak Ches, I think, it's hard to say this, but when I say this, I don't really mean it. It's one of the most beautiful Parakim in Chumash, but I don't really mean that, because they're all the most beautiful, just in terms of the emotion and the content and the command of Lashon HaKodesh and the way that Moshe gives over the messages, how he describes the waters of Eretz Yisrael, the Shivat HaMinim of Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of Birkat HaMazon, how he warns us not to stray after other gods, meaning our own power, and think the might and strength of our hand made us this wealth. The language of Perek Ches and the messages of Perek Ches are so beautiful, just like the whole Chumash is so beautiful. So in Perek Ches, listen just to the first psukim in Perek Ches. Even though it's Kedai Plumish to go through every Pasuk in Chumash with the original Lashon HaKodesh the way it was transmitted to us. So this Shabbos, you should pay attention. Kol mitzvah sh'anochim, I'm now going through the whole parak with you. Kol mitzvah sh'anochim mitzavcha, yom tishmu la'asos, all the mitzvah that I command you today be on guard to do, l'man tichyun, in order that you shall live, and you will become many, and you will come, and you will take possession of the land that Hashem swore to your forefathers. And Yeshua, v'zacharta es kol aderach, remember this is the end of 40 years, v'zacharta es kol aderach, You should remember your 40 year journey. You should remember the experiences here. And a person should always, life is a school. My grandmother, a survivor of Auschwitz, my grandmother, Allah al-Sham, used to say that life is a school. My paternal grandmother in Yiddish would say life is a school, that we should always be learning. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, remember everything that happened. These were all experiences that contributed to the nation that you are about to become. But then, leman anoscha, in order to afflict you, lenasoscha, to test you, to know what is in your heart, would you guard his mitzvos or not? Vaya'ancha, he afflicted you. Vayarivecha, he let you hunger. If you read my, besides from Mishnah, if you read my Dvar Torah yet this week, this is what Pasuk is on. Vaya'ancha, he afflicted you. Vayarivecha, he let you hunger. Vaya'alchilcha as haman, he fed you the man that you did not know, and your forefathers did not know. Leman hodiyacha, such a beautiful phrase. Ki lo al alechem levado yichya adam, ki al kol metzo pi Hashem yichya. Man does not live by bread alone, but by rather what emanates from the voice of God, the word of God we live. Simlaschelo balsamei alecha, your clothing did not wear out. Rashi says the ananei akavod would clean and press their garments. It was always clean. For 40 years, nobody's feet were swollen. They're walking the desert for 40 years. It's such an ace. V'yadata im levavecha, it's parachas pasuk. You should know with your heart. Ki ka'asher yiyaser ish es bino. Kein Hashem, no. Ki ka'asher yiyaser ish bino. Hashem elkecha miyasraka. V'yadata im levavecha, you should know with your heart. Ki ka'asher yiyaser ish es bino. Just like a person, a man, chastises his son, Hashem Elokecha Miyasraka, Hashem, your God, chastises you. This relates very much to the pasuk from Mishlei they just quoted. Shema b'ni Musar Avicha. Ki ka'asher yiyaser, it's the same word, Musar. Ish es b'no, just like man rebukes, teaches, chastises. You could even use the yaser, not in a negative sense, but passes on the misorah. The word misorah is from the same root word. Just like a man chastises the yasser ish es b'no, Hashem Elokecha miyasraka. So we see, even in our sedra, this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us like a parent takes care of their child. Just like a father is yasser es b'no, however exactly you want to translate it, from chastise, teaches, transmits, passes on the Mesorah. Why do I keep saying Cain? I can't add word to the psukim. Hashem Elokecha miyasraka. So too, Hashem your God chastises you. Shema b'ni Musar Avicha. So as we see here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father, very, very clearly from the Pshat, Parachas Pasuk Hei. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father, then we are his children. And the Pasuk tells us that very, very clearly in Parak Yud Dalet of Devar and Pasuk Aleph, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokechem. You are children to Hashem, your God. So we have this repeated imagery throughout Tanakh and in our davening, in our liturgy as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the parent, Shechina, mother, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, father, and we are the children. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, which we just read this past Shabbos, if you're still learning Pirkei Avos through the summer months after Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gedalet. What did Rabbi Akiva used to teach? The great Rabbi Akiva, Perek Gimel, Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Yudala. The great Rabbi Akiva used to teach, Hu Haya Omer, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzalem. Man is so precious because he is created in the image of God. Chiba Yisera No Das Lo Shenivra B'Tzalem. But an extra measure of preciousness was given because man was informed that he was created in the image of God. Shenemar Ki B'Tzalem El Ki Masas Adam. The Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, man is made in the image of God. So Rabbi Akiva says, man is precious because he was made in the image of God, but an extra degree of preciousness was granted to man because he was made known to him that he was created in the image of God. Now, why is that important for us to know something? Because if you know that you're created in the image of God, then you hold yourself up to a higher level. You hold yourself up to a higher accounting if you think you're a nothing, so I don't have to live up to anything. But if I'm a person created in the image of God, and God informs us that every human being is created in the image of God, then hopefully that makes me live for a higher purpose. Then Rabbi Akiva continues. So that's just on humanity. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzalem. Now, what about Klal Yisrael? Chavivin Yisrael Shenikru Banim L'Makom. Not only is Klal Yisrael created in the image of God, just like every human being is created with a divine image, a divine spark in them. Chavivin Yisrael, precious, dear are Israel, shenikru banim lamakom, because they are called children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chiba yisera, an extra degree of love, no daslam shenikru banim lamakom. It was made known to them that they are children of God. And which is the pasuk that informs us that we are children of God? The Mishnah here quotes Perek Yudal Pasuk Av, which I just quoted to you. Banim atam l'Hashem Elokeichem. Rabbi Akiva says, you are children to Hashem, your God. So not only are you precious because you're children to Hashem, your father, but an even greater degree of love because he let you know you're children. How do you know? Because if you open up the Devarim, you're going to see it right there. Continues Rabbi Akiva, Chaviv in Yisrael, Israel is even more precious. Shenitan lehem kli chamda, because was given to us a precious vessel. What is the precious vessel? Chiba yaseir no daslam shenita lem kli chamda. An even greater measure of love was granted to Israel because God made it known to them that he gave them this precious vessel. Shabo nivra ha'olam, through which the world was created. Shanemar ki lakach tov mishlei. Ki lakach tov knasati lachem torasi al ta'azovu. So the Rabbi Akiva teaches us three things in this Mishnah. One, that Adam is created b'tzalem elokim. Two, Yisrael is banim lamakam. Three, Israel was given a kli chamda, lakach tov nasati lechem torasi al tazova. A good portion I've given you, my Torah do not abandon. But we see clearly that our relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, sometimes it's like a bride and a groom, but more often it is like a parent and a child. Yehamu nara chamecha. The baby, it's amazing that the baby will already start to calm itself down when it hears the mother speaking. Before the mother's even picked up the baby. How is that possible? Why does that happen? He knows what she's saying. She's giving him a drasha. She's giving him a PhD dissertation. She's explaining the food that she's warming up for him. He doesn't understand anything. The very fact that she is there and murmuring to him already brings him a nechama. Ayomer parala miyadus iryos asher shema achas shifra shemipsha paras esavalad v'shem asheinis pua shepua v'hoga al halavalad. And Rechaim Shmulevitz says very, very famously, very, very beautiful of art. Miriam and Yochaved, I should say Yochaved and Miriam, were like the tzadkaniyoshes of the door. The mother of Moshe Rabbeinu, Miriam, who leads the woman, the bear is in her merit. But the first time we meet them, why do we meet them? As Shifra and Pua. They should be written down as who they actually are. So this teaches you, this is brought down in the Sefer by Rabbi Shalom Rasner, Shalom Rav, Volume 1. It's brought down to other places. Also, it's very famous. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, it says it teaches you the godliness of a small act of kindness for somebody else. Sometimes we think a small act of kindness is not so significant. It's really the big things that make an impact. Sometimes the smallest thing, cooing to a baby, wiping off the baby, it indicates that those small acts of kindness can have tremendous and everlasting impact. But just cooing to the child, already knowing that mommy is here, makes the child feel better. Shema b'ni musar v'icha. So I have to go through the Rabag. I don't know if it's going to be shayach to next week's shir, but I'm certainly not up to preparing that. Oh, just a calendar, okay? There's shir next week, Be'ezrat Hashem. My shir will meet the week after, which is the 17th. I believe it's the 17th, because it is Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, we're going to have a special Rosh Chodesh Elul shir. That's what we're talking about, 2 weeks of days. So I have shir next Thursday, August the 10th, Be'ezrat Hashem. And then on the 17th, it's our Rosh Chodesh Elul shir. And then we're off for a few weeks. We resume on September the 14th, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I'll announce it next week again. Let's go. So, my point is that I don't know if I'm going to tell you the Rabag next week or not. I'm going to try and learn through it with the help of the person who I reached out to. But Shema b'ni musar v'icha v'al titosh toros imecha. So we see in our sedra, k'kasher yasar ish espino, Hashem elokecha miyasraka, just like a father takes care of his son, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. The pasuk tells us clearly we are children to Hashem our God, and Rabbi Akiva expounds upon this. It is interesting, I was thinking to myself, that we mourn the separation between Klal Yisrael and the Shechina during the month of Av. And of course, the word Av means father. We mourn the separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the month of Av. And Av, I wrote in my notes, Av equals father, and I put that in bold. The month of Avelut, the month of Churban, the month of exile, are meant to remind us of the departure of the Shekhinah from our lives and from our land. It's meant to remind us that we are distant from our Father, and that's the ultimate reason that we mourn during Av. Yes, we mourn over the stones and the bricks and the gold and the lack of korbanos, but the real source and the essence of our mourning during Av is because of the separation from us from our Father. I call Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik the Rav Zatzal. What is the one underlying theme of the kinos? From the kinos of Kalir at the beginning to Rabbi Yehuda Levi's Tzion at the end. What is the main motif? For what are we mourning and weeping? Is our main request, says the Rav, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash? He said, no. It was once endowed with great sanctity, but God did a chesed. He poured out his wrath on the wood and the stones, Medrash Eicha Rabbah. It is already over 1900 years, and we're crying, and we're weeping, and we're wailing. But what does it mean? Are we crying for the structure of the Beis HaMikdash? Of course it was important. But that's not everything. There are more important matters in Yehadus than wood and stone. Quote, there's one thing, and this piece ties in so beautifully for what we are learning today. It really supports very much what we are learning today. There's one thing we want. We want the disappearance of the Mechitzas HaBarzel, the disappearance of the iron curtain that separates us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be united. Yeah, I'm not making this up. Guys, in so gevaldik with the shir. It's the Lord is righteous in all his ways, page 17 through 19. What do we want and why do we mourn? There is one thing we want. We should be united like a father who wants to be united with his son. Once again, the imagery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us. And that is why Av, perhaps, is called Av, because it reminds us that the greatest source of our mourning is not Churban Beis HaMikdash. The greatest source of our mourning is not that the Romans and the Babylonians came in and desecrated the place. The greatest source of mourning is that this caused the departure of our Father from us. We want to be united, says the Rav, like a father who wants to be united with his son. What does the father want, says the Rav, when the son leaves him? One thing, to be united with his son, to be reconciled with his child, to be on intimate terms with him. When there is no love between them, the intimacy disappears, says the Rav. When the son stops confiding in his father, and the father stops confiding in his son, there's a relationship of tension. And it is very bad for both the father and the son. What does the father want if such a tension has developed? I do not want anything. All I want, says the father, is I want my son back. You want your son back, says the Rav. He's right in front of you. Sometimes your son can be in the same room as you, says the Rav, and still be very, very far away. All we ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for unity between him and Knesset Yisrael. That is our cry to heaven. We are on one side of the clouds, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the other. He quotes the famous pasuk from Eicha. It's Perek Gimel of Eicha, pasuk Mem Dalad. Yeah, Perek Gimel pasuk Mem Dalad. Sakosa ba'anam lach me'avar tefila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensconced himself in a cloud. Our tefilas cannot pass through. We pray that the cloud disappear. Let us see the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. What is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, says the Rav? To unite Klal Yisrael with their Father in heaven. That is all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need sacrifices, but he needs one thing very much. The union between him and Knesset Yisrael. The love between a father and a son. The relationship between parent and child. This is the motif of every kinah. Because of Churban Beis HaMikdash, God our Father is far from us. We want to experience him once again in the present, right here with us. Let us experience closeness. Let us experience this intimacy once again. And therefore, when do we specifically mourn this? In the month of Av. It's meant to remind us of something. It's meant to remind us that your father is far away from you and you are far away from him. Oh, but I could be standing at the Kosam Maravi. You could be in the same room as your parent, Chas V'Shalom, and still feel a distance and still feel a tension. Until the Geula comes, there will be a degree of separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our mother, the Shechina. I'm going to quote from the Sefer Living Amuna, Rabbi David Ashir. I have one of them, Living Amuna 3. Someone once gave it to me. Someone gave it to me, I think Malki Feldman, if I recall, so I thank her. So I think there's a bunch of them in the series. I have one. The first story in this Living Amuna, Rabbi David Ashir, is as follows. It's called Your Loving Father. And the author writes, I read a parable about a man named Isaac, the youngest of three sons from a wealthy family. He was a rebellious young man. The only thing that kept him close to his father was his father's money. One day, at the age of 21, he got fed up by abiding by his father's rules, and he said, I do not need your money anymore. I will become wealthy on my own. With a burning desire to make it big, Isaac traveled to a distant city. The first day there, he searched for a job, but he met with failure. Having no money, even for lodging, he left home with nothing. He was forced to sleep on a park bench. The second day, his luck was no better. He was tired and hungry, and he had second thoughts about leaving his family, but his pride would not allow him to return. On day three, on a park bench, a passerby asked Isaac why he was sleeping in the park. He confided in the man that he did not have any money and he did not have a job. The man said, "Don't worry. I have a job for you. If you walk my dog every day for half an hour, I will provide you with room and board. You just have to walk the dog. I will give you a room in my house, and I will give you three meals a day." Isaac was very thankful for the opportunity. He was able to look for work with a clear head and less pressure. He found a position in a bakery. He was paid a very generous salary for very minor tasks. After a year, he had enough money to rent his own apartment, and soon afterwards, he opened the door to his very own bakery. Rent was cheap, but the location was terrible. The first month in his own bakery, he lost money. One day, a man walked into the store and bought a pastry, and he said, "Wow, this is delicious. If your store would be in a good location, you would make a fortune." "I know," said Isaac, "but I don't have the money." The man said, "I believe in these products. I will put up the money for you to buy a store in a prime location, and we'll be partners." That's what happened. The new bakery did so well that soon Isaac bought another store and then another. After just 2 years, he was the proud and successful owner of 5 bakeries. At this point, Isaac wrote his father a letter. "Dear father," he began, "I wanted to tell you that after 3 years of being away from you, I have made my own fortune without any help from you or my brothers. You are welcome to come see my bakeries whenever you want. It just goes to show you that hard work and perseverance are the keys to success. You don't need a rich father to succeed." A few days later, Isaac received his father's letter back. "My dear son," wrote his father, "I am very happy to hear you are doing well. But for your ultimate benefit, it is my obligation to tell you what actually happened. Did you ever wonder why a total stranger will let you stay in his house just because you walked his dog for half an hour? I sent that man to get you off the streets. For a whole year, I paid your rent. Did you ever wonder why initially you did such menial tasks in the first bakery and you received such a high salary? I got you the job and I paid for your salary. And that man who walked into the store and offered you out of the blue to put up all the money for a new bakery in a new location, I sent him there and it was my money. When you were in the new location, I paid customers to come to your store to make you successful. So you see, my son, it was not your hard work that earned you your money. Ki lo al alacham levado yechya ha'adam." He doesn't write that here. It just happens to be. It's also Sparsha's Ekev. Ki al kol motzo pi Hashem yechya ha'adam. What's the test of the man? Ki kasher yaser isha spino Hashem elokacha miyasraka. What's the test of the man? The test of the man is to recognize that this is directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. After 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 9 years, 15 years, 30 years, you're going to start to think, it's coming to me, magia li, I'm so great, I'm so holy, of course there's man on my doorstep. The test is, after so many years of success, of being fed for free, are you going to start to think it's my own success? That's exactly what Moshe says. V'ram l'vavecha, it's a parachas, I didn't read it to you. V'shachachta es Hashem elokecha. V'tomer b'lvavcha kochi v'otzem yadi asali esechai ozeh. So you see, my son, it was not your hard work that earned you your money. It was your loving father who will always be there for you. The parable speaks loudly. So many times we work hard, we see success, and we think, look how my hard work paid off. By the way, this story does not mean that you should all go home and stop doing kishtabas. If you don't cook for Shabbos, call Torah Be'er of Shabbos, Yochal B'Shabbos. So you could sit in the kitchen and say, I went to shul this morning, and Michal Horowitz said Hashem is going to take care of everything, so I don't need to go to the grocery, and I don't need to prepare, and I don't need to cook, I need to wash dishes. Miraculously, I'm going to have Shabbos in my house. So we're not in that madriga. Don't do that. Not such a good idea. But while we are doing our Hishtadus, we have to recognize exactly what Moshe tells us in this week's Sedra. Ki lo al alechem levado yichyah ha'adam. Who is Hashem? Our Father. You think it's all of your success? That's exactly what Moshe says later in the parak. Your heart will become elevated, haughty. The danger is that we start to forget our Father. We think this parable is so humorous. But we should ask ourselves, is that us? Do we recognize our Father who wants to take care of us? Are we close to our Father, or do we increase the distance? Hashem would tell us, who do you think put the money in your pocket to be able to do what you did? Who sent you the customers? Who gave you the ideas? Who gave you your health? This is not only true in business, concludes Rabbi David Ashir. Our loving Father is behind everything. He's the one sending us the messengers we need to meet, the messages we need to hear. We have to recognize how much we need Him. He is involved in every part of our day, every second of our lives. And therefore, there's no better place than for us to be close to Hashem, and we should constantly seek His help. And that's the tikkun we need for the Dor HaMidbar. The Dor HaMidbar did not want to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Dor HaMidbar said, Hashem hates us. That's why He took us out of Egypt. The Dor HaMidbar said, we're going to do it on our own. We're going to return to Egypt. So what's the Bechir the Doros? It's not a punishment. It gives us the opportunity to be misaking their failing. Their failing was failing to recognize who takes care of them. We must cry, kinos, like a tinok for its parent, and that is the tikkun. But you see how many sources we have already brought in this short amount of time, reminding us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know I have to go through the Rabag, but reminding us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, is the father and mother. And that's what we have to feel. When you say it, mincha time. Think about what you're saying. Think about a baby and he hears another talking. He's used to her voice already from in utero. And he's used to the mother talking and he already stops. Doesn't understand one word. He has no idea what she's saying. It doesn't matter. The fact that she is there means she is taking care of him. So beautiful. And then from the aveilut of Av, the month when we feel keenly, or we should feel keenly, the separation from our father, we move into the teshuvah of Elul. From Av into Elul. Mourning into teshuvah. Separation into closeness. And it's so beautiful. From the separation between the father and son, Av, we move into reconciliation, closeness, and return. And of course, Elul has many things it stands for, but one of the more famous acronyms of Elul is from Shir Hashirim, which is a love story, in that case between the lover and the beloved, but again, love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and you all know this, Ani livdodi vidodi li haro'eh b'shoshanim. Isn't it amazing that after the Avelus of Av and the separation from our father, the very next month in our calendar takes us into a time of reconciliation. Teshuvah doesn't only mean repent, it means to return. Because what is the essence of Elul? It is to Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Oh my gosh, I think it's the opening of the Torah of Teshuvah. Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, to return Israel unto Hashem your God. Maybe it's by mincha. I shouldn't be taking so much time. Sorry. Oh, okay. It's not exactly, but how does the Haftarah by Mincha begin? Dear Shu Hashem b'matzo karov yos karov. From, and that's by Nachem, that's by Mincha. The consolation begins with how? Finding a Kosh Baruch Hu Hashem. Finding a Kosh Baruch Hu again. Dear Shu Hashem b'matzo karov yos karov. From Av and mourning and separation from our Father, we move into a time period of closeness and intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Elul. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Once again, we have love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I now quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav Zatzal. In Kinnah number 8, the Paitan says, Eda'a melin ba'am la'amtsehu. Eda'a melin ba'am la'amtsehu. That's what the Paitan says. What does it mean? Very hard to go through the Kinnos without any sort of commentary. The Kinnos Harav is fantastic. We shouldn't need it next year. But much, much elucidating commentary. It's very poetic, and there's a lot of prose, and it's hard to understand them without commentary. So what does this mean? I will learn the words by which to encourage him. Referring, we will learn the words by which to encourage the Shekhinah. Ede'em meilin Bam la'amtsehu. In modern Hebrew, the word la'ameitz. What does la'ameitz mean in modern Hebrew for those who know? What? Who's talking?
Strong.
To draw?
Strong. Strengthen. Strength.
Oh. Chazak v'amatz. In modern Hebrew, what does the word la'ameitz mean? Oh. La'ameitz means to adopt a child. And it has the connotation of holding fast, which could be why you said, some of you were saying strength, holding fast. La'amet is to adopt, so you're holding fast. It makes sense that that would be the word. What is the Paitan saying here? If we meet God again, we will know the appropriate words to keep him and make him stay with us forever. Again, the theme of closeness, bridging the separation, crossing the bridge that divides us from God. The next time he reveals himself to us, writes Rav Salvechik, we will not lose him as we have done in the past. One of the main motifs of the Kinnos, if the first piece of the Rav says that the main motif of the Kinnah is separation between father and son, that's a quote from the Rav, so the Rav elaborates here, and this complements that piece. That was from a different sefer. That's from The Lord is Righteous and in All His Ways. This is from the Kinnos Masoros HaRav. One of the main motifs of the Kinnos, and these two, excuse me, these two excerpts complement each other. One of the main motifs of the Kinnos is the quest to encounter God. It makes sense that they're complementary. The motif is the distance is painful for us and God. So if we want to move past the pain of distance, we have to encounter God. Once we find him, says the Rav, we will not repeat our past mistakes. We will not let him go. He will stay with us forever. For centuries, says Rav Salvechik, the story of Jewish history has been the Jewish people repeatedly found God, but lost him each time. The patriarchs found God many times, but Knesset Yisrael lost him. Each time the Jewish people searched, and each time they found him, they lost him again. After the giving of the Torah, the sin of the golden calf was perpetrated, he says. It was done. It was a travesty. The Jews were ready to enter the land, and then the episode of the Meraglim. So we found him by Har Sinai, and we lost him by Chene Meraglim. We were ready to find him on the borders of Eretz Canaan, and we lost him with Lo Nuchal La'alos. God tried many times to keep the company of Knesset Yisrael, but each time they transgressed, and each time they lost him. We should ask ourselves, as individuals, here we're talking about the nation, of father distance, Elo, myself, to my beloved. That's on a national level. We move from the mourning of Av to the closeness, Dir Shu Hashem b'matzo, karov b'yos karov. But we should all ask ourselves individually if we live lives where we strive to encounter God. Are we living lives in our everyday, day-to-day actions, interactions, speech, thoughts, choices, Are we making choices that choose to encounter God? Or, chas v'shalom, are we living lives where we continuously lose him? And every morning he gives us another chance. Elokei neshama she'asata bi tahora hi. Ata v'rasa, ata yitzarta, ata nefachta bi, v'ata mishama b'kirbi. Ma'oda ani l'fanachem al-chai, v'kam she'achazarta bi nishmasi b'chama. Rabbi Munasecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such great amuna in us. Today is going to be the day of connection. Today is going to be the day of closeness. And every day he gives us another chance. In writing this phrase of the Kina, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, Eda'a Meilin Bam La'amtsehu, had in mind the description. I was very smiling when I prepared the shir, because now he references Shir HaShirim. What did we last reference? Shir HaShirim. Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li HaRoa B'Shoshanim. Kalir had in mind a description in Song of Songs, the longing for God. The beloved, the metaphor for the Jewish people, searches for God but cannot find him. And then God knocks on the door. Kododi dofeik. The voice of my beloved knocks. Pishchili, achosi, ra'ayasi, tomasi. Open up to me, my sister, my dove, my undefiled, my pure one. My head is filled with dew, my locks with drops of night. The beloved Knesset Yisrael is cold and wet. She yearns to see her beloved. She's on the verge of fainting, and at the very moment that she desires to see God, he knocks on the door. God is ready, but she is not ready. And what does she answer? If you remember there, a few years ago we had a whole shir on this piece, this whole parak from Shir HaShirim in this venue. And what does she say? I have taken off my robe. Shall I put it on again? I have just washed my feet. Shall I soil them? The beloved finally knocks. Open up for me, my lover, my beloved, my dove, my pure one. And she says, oh, I'm so tired. I just put on my pajamas. I should get out of bed. I just took a shower. My feet are clean. I should walk on the dirt floor. They didn't have what we have. Heated tiles, lush carpets. They didn't have what we have. I should get out of bed and open the door. Kalir adopts this concept in the Kinos. The Jew often has the opportunity to seize hold of God. That's Elul. That's Teshuvah. Return unto the Lord God. He often knocks on the door of the Jew and he wants to share in our abode. But somehow the Jew misses the opportunity. He does not have the fortitude to get out of bed and open the door again. So Amtseyu could also be from strength. One who adopts a child holds fast, but also you need the strength to let Hashem into your life. He does not have the fortitude to get out of bed and open the door. By the time he finally arises and opens the door, it's too late. The lover is gone. Once he is gone, it is difficult to challenge him to come back and knock on our door again. This is why the exile has lasted so long. Rabbi Elazar Kalir is saying, next time we find God, it will be different. Knesset Yisrael will not repeat the mistakes of the past. La'amtsehu, when we find him, we will hold fast to him forever. That's Elul. Av represents that us and our father are very far away from each other. Going all the way back to the sin of the Meraglim, when they thought Hashem hated them. What child thinks their parent hates them in a normal relationship? And so throughout the generations, we have to be misaking that. How? By recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Shechina, as the mother, as the father who is murmuring to take care of us. Ashreichem Yisrael, banim atem l'Hashem Elkechem. We will hold fast when we find him. And that's Elul. And it's so funny, because the next words the Rav says are, we know the method of repentance. Like I'm actually quoting. So I think that this is a very, very good haskama for what I'm proposing. That from the morning of Av and the separation of father and child, we move into Elul, which is the love between father and child, between lover and beloved. And it's symbolized in return. Teshuvah means return. Says the Rav, we know the methods of repentance and good deeds that we need to employ to please the Almighty. If we hear the knock on the door, no matter how faint it is, we must open it immediately. And once he enters our house, we will not let him depart. What do we say? Mincha time in the Haftorah. Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo. Seek God out where He can be found. He's found so close to you. Karov bios karov. Call out to Him when He is close. And so Elul follows Av. I don't know, Hashem could have arranged it, that would have been a different time. Hashem could have made Av and Cheshvan. It could have been. Could have been in the fall. But the separation is rectified by the month of Elul. Karov yos karov. Recognizing that God is close. Recognizing the love between Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. That's the tikkun. For the distance of Elul. For the distance of Av and for the Churban of Av. Coming close to our Father again. And all that is climax on Sukkos. The whole process ends when we sit together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just us and Hashem. We leave everything from the world behind and we say, it's just us and you, God. Enveloped in your fros aleinu sukkah shlomecha. Shlomecha is not only peace, it's shlemus. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of this whole process that begins with the morning of distance, we need to come back close to Hashem, which is Elul, through the teshuvah, return from repentance of Tishrei. And finally, in Sukkos, we sit together. Kubisukkos hoshavti espinesho. I caused them to dwell in Sukkos. Ufros oleinu et sukkah shalom mecha. Your shlemus should be with us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's amazing. It's mamish just amazing. This is even more amazing. No, it's all amazing. Who heard Mishlei Perachav Dalet on Tisha B'Av? I was talking about the story of the Sonder commanders and the gas chambers. Someone reached out to me. These podcasts have to be recorded. Like a few, they didn't give me so much advance notice this time, but they have to be all done at least 1 month before. There's 31 prakim to learn through and prepare and record. Okay, it's a Baruch Hashem and a Melech and a beautiful avoda. So someone reached out to me the day after Tisha B'Av. She got my name from someone else. I never met her. I don't know her. She emailed me. I got your name from so-and-so. I want to tell you how much I'm enjoying Mishlei with you. And your message of yesterday was so appropriate for Tisha B'Av. I had no idea what I taught on Tisha B'Av because I'm not listening to my own podcast. So I went to my notes to see what I taught on Tisha B'Av, on Perachav Dalet. I mean, what I taught on Perachav Dalet. So then I thought, you know, I'm just going to listen. So I read this into it. I was mamish speeches. Do you know that was recorded on Yud Aleph Sivan, or just after Yud Aleph Sivan? I had no idea was going on. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I had no idea it was being recorded for Tisha B'Av. No idea. It was recorded on like Yud Dalet Sivan. So a few people said, oh, I thought you just knew the calendar and you knew it was Tisha B'Av. So I said to my husband, this is one of the most amazing Hashkacha stories that ever happened. I see a lot of Hashkacha when I prepare my Shira, but this really blew me out of the water. Like mamish. Like I could not believe that of all the psukim and Perachav Dalet of Mishlei, these are the three psukim I choose to focus on. You don't know what I'm talking about. Go to OU, search OU Torah, not Y. OU Torah Michal Horowitz. And most people listen on YU Torah. There's a whole other set of Shira on OU Torah. OU Torah, Michal Horowitz, you'll find them out there. You can all listen, it's 18 minutes. It's not a big investment of time. You'll be blown away by the Hashkacha. I made my husband listen to it. I said, this is not normal. We were away for Shabbos Nachum. We was speaking on a program and we had a long drive tonight. Or not so long. I said in the car, please listen to this. How did that happen? Did I record that on Yud Dal Ziv? I do not look at the calendar. I have no idea which day it's going to be. It was the only topic. I was talking about the mitzvah of Zachar Sosher Salach HaMalik. I was talking about the gas chambers and the crematoria. I was talking about my grandparents who were Holocaust survivors. No, that was the most unbelievable Hashkacha story that ever happened to me. Okay, this one's also pretty cool. It was late last night. I did not know how to end Shir. I didn't know how to end Shir, to put this all together. I didn't know how to end Shir. I was just sitting. I was very late. It's been a late night every week, whatever. That's how you know I'm tired. It's been a late night the whole week. And I did not know how to end the Shir. We have a theme. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our parent. We've quoted many sources, both from Tanakh and Midrashim and Rashi and the Mishnayos and modern day examples, Mashalim. We move from Av and separation, Rav Soloveitchik, to Elul and intimacy. Teshuvah doesn't only mean repentance, it means return. The ultimate return is from a child who is, God forbid, estranged from his parent. That's what Gaulus is. We are estranged from our parent. We must be like the teen oak who cries, kinos, to be mitakein, tikkun, for the generation of the desert. I did not know how to end the shiur. This is almost as good as Perek Chavdal. It's not normal that I record a Perek Chavdal on Mishlei 2 months before. No, it's really, please go to All You Torah, Micha Horetz, find Mishlei Perek Chavdal on my page and listen to it. I had no idea. Midvar Shekhar Tircha. I'm blown away by that story. I cannot believe it. So this is almost as good. Haftoras Ekev. This week's address, Ekev. Haftoras Ekev. Yeshayahu Memtas Yudalid. Batomer Tzion Azavani Hashem. It's the second of the Shiva Dinachamta. All of these Haftoras are consolation that take us from Av. Why do we need consolation? Because we're separated from our father. Through the Yamim Noram, through this period of return, closeness, Dir Shu Hashem Bimatzo, Korobios Korov, the words of the Navi that we read in the Haftorah, Minchav, Tisha B'Av. We are proposing that from Av, separation, destruction, sadness, because the only thing we want, says the Rav, is not the Beis HaMikdash. All we want is to be close to our father again. We want him to murmur. We want to hear the murmur, and we'll stop crying. We've cried enough. We've cried enough. So the Shiva Dinachamta all relate in some way to the theme of consolation. Parshas Ekev. And in Parshas Ekev, we say, we quote the Pasuk, Perches Pasukei, Ki ka'asher yiyasar ish es beno, Hashem elokecha miyasraka. Hashem takes care of us like a father. You think you got a dog barking the dogs? You think you were so good at your menial labor? You think you bake such good pastries? You opened 5 stores? It was me, your father. Lo al alechem levado yechia adam. Do we not recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Yeshayahu Memtes Yodala, the first 3 psukim of this week's Haftorah. It's unbelievable. Vatomer Tzion, Azavani Hashem, Vahashem Shechechani. Tzion says, Hashem has left me. Hashem has forgotten me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Tzion, answers Knesset Yisrael. Hatishkach Isha Ula, Meirachem Ben Bitna. Can a woman forget her nursling? Can she withdraw from feeling compassion for the child of her womb? Well, who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu comparing himself to? Wait, I have to put on my glasses to see. Without my glasses, I for sure can't hear. Who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu comparing himself to? A mother. It's almost as good as Mishlei Chavdal. It was so late, and I'm sitting there. I don't know how to end this year. You know what the Shiva, the second of the Shiva Dinachamta is? You know what the consolation of this week's Haftorah is? Recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your mother. Tzion says, look at my bereavement, look at my pain, look at my loneliness, look at my desolation. My mother has forgotten me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left me. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer back? Tzion says, Azavani Hashem, v'Hashem shichechani. Hashem has left me. Hashem forgot about me. Hatishkach Isha Ula? Can a woman forget her nursling? Meirachem ben Bitna? Can she ever withdraw from compassion for the child of her womb? Gam Ela Tishkachna? Even if that could happen, which it can't, even if a woman could forget her child, if a nursing mother can forget her nursing baby, which she never can, va'anochi lo ashkachech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I, the Shechina, I, the mother, will never forget you. Hein al kapayim chakosich. I have engraved you upon the palms of my hand, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could someone forget what is engraved upon the palms of his hand? No. Chomesayich negdi tamir. Your walls, the walls of your city, are before me always. We place before Hashem, we place Hashem before us always. Shivisi Hashem, Tehillim, Tazayin Chas. Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Shamit, Ki Mini Bal Amo. Hashem is opposite me consistently and always. On my right side, I shall not falter. What do we place before us always? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our mother, place before him always? Chomosayich Negdi Samid. Your walls, Zion, the walls of Jerusalem, are before me always. These are the first three psukim of this week's Haftorah. Vatomer Tzion azavani Hashem v'Hashem shechechani. Hatishkach isha ula meirachem ben bitna. Gam eila tishkachana. Even if a woman could forget her baby. Even if a nursing mother could forget the child she's nursing. V'anochi lo ashkachech. I will never forget you, says the Shekhinah. You are engraved upon my palms. Chomasayich negdi. Tamir, you are engraved upon my palms. Your walls are before me always. I saw a little story. This was by online by Rabbi Neil Winkler. I looked it up. I didn't know who that is. He's a rabbi emeritus of the Young Israel Fort Lee. He lives in Israel. He has many shiur mamayu Torah. He's the author of a book. I'd just like to know it's from. So he tells the following story. I don't know if it's true or not true. Probably not, but I don't know. It was a little girl, perhaps 3 or 4 years old, who broke down in tears in the middle of a department store because she could not find her mother. What happened, little girl? The security guard asked the child. Did you lose your mother? The child responded immediately, no, she lost me. The guard smiled and he reassured her, saying, do not worry. Mommies never forget their children. Atomer Tzion azavani Hashem. Tzion says, Hashem, you left me, you forgot me. And Kosh Baruch Hu says, never. Even if a nursing mother could forget her baby, even if a woman could forget the fruit of her womb, which she can't, I will never forget you. You are engraved upon my palms, says Kosh Baruch Hu, and your walls are before me always. From the morning of separation from our father, we move into the nechama of Awol, closeness to our father. Ani ledodi vedodi li. Did you lose your mother? No, she lost me. The guard smiled and said, do not worry, little girl. Mommies never forget their children. Be'ezrat Hashem, we have shir next week. I wish everybody a wonderful day and a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much to all.